Good morning, harvesters. Good morning, 9 o'clockers.
Good morning.
You guys are quiet. Wow. I always hear about 9 o'clock. And every time I come, I'm thinking, really? But it doesn't matter. You know what? Today is the first Sunday of the first month of 2019, a year of new beginnings. Amen. So everyone, we all need to give God a shout of praise. Look, we take these things for granted. A lot of people did not cross over. A lot of people died before 31st. Even this London, early hours of 2019, people got killed. Hallelujah. So guys, I want you to be excited in your spirits. It's from here. It's not just from here. Hallelujah. So what we're going to do now, no, first of all, I'm going to ask, how many are grateful to God that they are alive today? With all of our issues. Because the only people who do not have issues are dead people. Hallelujah. You don't have issues when you're dead. We are alive. We can see. We can eat. We can walk. We can talk. We can shout! Hey! But you know what? You guys still need to loosen up a bit. You need to say to your neighbor, loosen. No, don't just say do. Say loosen up. No. We will not move from here until. Just say to them, say, God has been good to you. Tell them, loosen up. God has been good to you. Grab your neighbor and tell them. God has been good. He has been kind. He has been loving. He has been faithful. I'm coming to you if you're not doing it. God has been good. God has been kind. God has been gracious. Come on. Listen, we're alive. We take these things for granted. We can breathe a few minutes and that's it. So everyone, I want you to, today, do as I do. Amen. Amen. Even the pregnant woman here can do it. So what we're going to do now, we're going to bend down. Hallelujah, bend down. We're starting from the bottom. Even Peggy, come over, Peggy. Her husband is shaking his head. Come on. Well, everybody bend down and then jump up and say, hallelujah! Come out, Shane, please. Come out. Oh, because I was thinking, is he the one who is pregnant? Because he didn't bend down, his wife bent down. It's the knee, hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah, we serve a big God. We serve a good God, we serve a faithful God. And in all things, we give him thanks. So just lift up your hands right now and just say thank you to the Lord, to our Savior, to our Master, to our Redeemer, to the Alpha and the Omega, the God who knows the end from the beginning, the God who's promised us. He is a covenant-keeping God. He has promised us that 2019 will be a great year. 2019, a year of new beginnings. His mercies, they are new every morning. Every morning, we will experience his mercies. We will experience his faithfulness. In the name of Jesus, amen. Hallelujah. Please take your seats. Hallelujah. Amen. You guys have to wake up by force. You have to talk to me by force. Otherwise, I'll call you by name. If I don't know your name, I'll just come and sit on you. Hallelujah. Amen. We have to be excited because we're alive. Amen. We have to be excited. Listen, even if you don't feel excited, say, I am going to be excited by force. Amen. We wake up ourselves from the inside. The Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak forth. You know, even when you're feeling a bit down and whatever, go before the mirror. I mean, it's been proven. Go before the mirror and fake a smile. Just fake it. Fake it. Just smile any which way. Smile. Sooner or later, your brain begins to think, she's not meant to be happy, but she is. And then you begin to feel happy. We take it by force. We have to. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. The joy of the Lord is our strength. We need the joy. Amen. Amen. Beginning of 2019, we have to start as we mean to go on. Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We serve a living God. We're going to go straight into the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah. So 2019 is going to be the Word all the way through. Amen. And we're going to go straight to Psalms chapter 1, the very first chapter. Psalms chapter 1, the very first chapter. Clever! Amen. So the Bible says, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. Amen. And in his law he meditates day and night. And then the Bible says that he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. So blessed is the man. I want you to turn to your neighbor and point at them. Usually it's rude to point, but point at your neighbor and tell them you are so blessed. Tell them you are so blessed. 2019 is going to be a year of great blessings. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed. And then lift up your hand and say, I am blessed. Amen. So Psalms chapter 1 tells us about the man who is blessed. And he says that he does some things and he doesn't do some things. Amen. Blessed is the man who does not sit, who does not walk, who does not. And then so those are the things that he doesn't do. And then he goes on to say what he does. He meditates on the law day and night. And therefore, he prospers. Everything he does prospers. Lift up both hands right now and declare in the name of Jesus, everything I do in 2019 and beyond will prosper. All that I lay my hands to do will prosper. As I lay my hands on my own head, I will prosper. My children will prosper. My husband, my wife will prosper. My family will prosper. The works of my hands will prosper. My health will prosper. My well-being will prosper. Everything will prosper in the name of Jesus. And the Bible says that it bears fruit in its season. All of my season. In the name of, I will not fail to bear fruit. In Jesus' name. It reminds me of the story of Isaac. You know, Genesis 26, verse 12. It says that, you know, Isaac was going to leave the land because there was a famine in the land. You think about what's going on right now in England. Brexit. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, turbulence, a lot of fear, a lot of shaking and quaking. But our trust is in the name of the Lord. Brexit or no Brexit, we stand on the word of the Lord and we will prosper. The Bible says that the Lord said to Isaac, don't leave that place. Stay there. Stay there. And the Bible says that he planted a seed and it was recorded that same year, in the year of famine, the man prospered, continue to prosper until he became exceedingly prosperous. Lift up both hands right now and say, in the name of Jesus, I will become exceedingly prosperous in Jesus' name. Amen. So the Bible talks about a tree planted by the rivers of water. So I want to ask you a question this morning. Where are you planted? Where are you planted? Look at your neighbor and say, where are you planted? Amen. So I'm going to use that word, planted, as an acronym. And the first letter of planted is what, everybody?
P.
Past. Well done, 100%. P, purpose. Yes, someone please come help me. Nana? Oh, you got a baby. Jen, purpose. So 2019, planted by the rivers of water. We have the purpose in our hearts that we're going to be planted. We will purpose in our heart. Everything starts in the heart. You know, the Bible even says in Proverbs 23:17, that as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. We purpose in our hearts. Do you guys remember the story of the woman with the issue of blood? For 12 years, she had this issue, right? And then she had heard about Jesus. And so one day she said in her heart that I am going to, all I need to do is grab a hold of his, the hem of his garment, and I will be made whole. So she purposed in her heart that she was going to go seeking Jesus. Come what may, I'm going to go seek him. I'm going to go grab a hold of his garment, and I know that I will be made whole. So that was purpose, strong resolve, strong determination. And so what did she do? She made it. Amen?
Amen.
Purpose. And when we purpose in our hearts, there will be a lot of distractions. I mean, literally for me, that is the one thing I fight big time, distractions. Distractions. So we need to focus. Beginning of the year, and usually beginning of the year, everyone has goals, dreams, aspirations. And so we usually tend to start 2019 and beginning of any year really excited and really just focused. We need to make sure we keep that purpose. And sometimes we have to fight to keep it. You can imagine that woman with the issue of blood. In her head, she was thinking, you're not meant to go out. You're not meant to do this. You're not meant, you know, the Lord says you have to be in the house. And then think about the people she would have, the crowd she would have to push through. There would have been so many obstacles, but she purposed in her mind that she was going to do this. In her heart. Amen. So not just what we say, our hearts. Amen. Purpose. The second letter there is L. And location. So our location. Apps, please help me. Location. So 2019, to be planted, our location is important. Where we are is so key. Location, where are we located? The woman with the issue of blood, to get a breakthrough, she knew she had to go after Jesus and go get to wherever Jesus was and touch his garment. Blind Bartimaeus, he had heard about Jesus. He was blind. And I bet one day he heard that Jesus was going to be passing by that way. And so what he did was he located himself where, you know, I can't see Jesus, but I'm going to make sure I locate myself where, as he goes by, I hear him go by, I will shout and he would hear me and he will not pass me by. Lift up your hand and declare today, in Jesus' name, Jesus will not pass me by, because I will be in the right location at the right time, in the name of Jesus. So the woman with issue of blood, she went after Jesus. Blind Bartimaeus, he couldn't do what that woman could do because he was blind, but he knew what to do. He knew he had to just locate himself. So turn to your neighbor and say, locate yourself in the name of Jesus. Another person I want to talk about is Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus was a very little man. Remember, the man was this short, or even this short. He was so short. And, you know, he had heard about Jesus. How many people have heard about Jesus? You know, when we hear about Jesus, there's got to be some excitement in our spirits. You know, that thing will compel us to do what we normally would not do. We cannot hear about Jesus and just, it's impossible. It compels you. I mean, Zacchaeus was a rich man, and I can imagine him being a proper guy or whatever. But when he heard about Jesus and he knew that Jesus had something that he lacked, what did he do? He was too short. There was no way he could see Jesus or whatever. He knew what he had to do. He knew, for me to get a chance, I need to climb up a tree. I am not tall, but I'm going to get up something that is tall, in Jesus' name. And so he ran all the way and climbed up a tree, and he located himself where, as Jesus went by, Jesus did not pass him by. Just raise your hand again and say, Jesus will not pass me by, because I will be located. And the Bible says the footsteps of a righteous man, they are ordered of the Lord. You know, lay hands on your feet right now and declare it. The Lord will order my every footstep in 2019 in Jesus' name. Amen. So location. The next one is A, available. We have to make ourselves available. You know, you can be in the right place and still not be available. You know that. I mean, you can be in church and not be in church. You can be sitting here and be sleeping. You can be sitting here, you're not sleeping, you're wide awake, but you're not here. You can be. We have to make ourselves available. 2 Chronicles 16:19 says, the eyes of the Lord goes to and fro, looking for someone that he can be strong in the name of Jesus. 2 Chronicles, on behalf of those whose heart is loyal to him. Amen. He's going looking around. Amen. He's looking. So make ourselves available. So if we're here and we're not here, our hearts are not here, we have to be available. Remember the story of Joseph. When the butler finally remembered him and told Pharaoh about him, about, I know a guy in prison who can interpret your dream. When they went to call Joseph, when they told Joseph, what did Joseph do? Joseph prepared himself. He didn't just run, you know, like, I've been in prison for how many years? Oh, my God. You know, and just run out excitedly to go and meet the king. He didn't do that. He took off his prison clothes. He had a bath. He shaved himself. The Israelites normally don't shave. They grow beards. But because he knew that the Egyptians, it's an abomination to them, he prepared himself, he shaved himself, he made himself right, and then he presented himself, he made himself available. So it's not just that we come, it's also how we come. We make ourselves available. So we are going to make ourselves available in 2019 in the name of Jesus. Amen. N stands for need. Someone please, need. We have to always, Proverbs 3:5 says that we should acknowledge the Lord our God in all our ways. Acknowledge our need for him, that we can do nothing without the Lord. We can't. You know, we must never lean on our own understanding. We commit our ways to the Lord. That's when we're planted. Everything that we need is in God. So we acknowledge the Lord. We trust him with all of our hearts, and then we acknowledge him. And then the T part of it, thankful. The password is always thanks. All of the time, we're thank you. We're always thankful. We're thankful for how far God has brought us. How far he has brought us. He has brought us so far. No matter how many issues we still have, he has rescued us. He has delivered us. He has set us free. He has paid the price for our salvation. He has done so much already. And the truth of the matter is, A lot of the things that he's done for us and on our behalf, we even have no clue about. The dangers that he has averted, we have no clue about. The days when you're meant to be going this way and you suddenly decide that you're going that way, you have no clue what the God shielded and protected you from. So sometimes we're so busy saying, Lord, it is me, oh Lord, standing in another prayer. Hallelujah. We all need prayers, and God, he says it, that he will answer our prayers. While we're yet speaking, he will answer us. But every time we need to come to him with an attitude of thanksgiving, we are thankful. Philippians 4:6 says that, you know, we should not be anxious about anything. But by prayer and supplication, and with thanksgiving, we make our request known to him. And Psalms 9:1 talks about praising him and thanking him with all of our hearts and speaking of his marvelous works. So thankfulness, thanksgiving is the key to being planted all of the time. We're so thankful for what he has done. Amen. So lift up your hands and say this morning, Lord, I am thankful. I am grateful for everything that you have done. And you know, it's the same God who did what he did in the past that will do what he's yet to do. Amen. Amen. The next one implanted is what, everybody? Come on. E. And the E stands for being expectant. Hallelujah. 2019, we have the word of God. His word is settled forever. Amen. His word is forever sure. His word is a blank check. You can take it anywhere and you can cash it. His word can never fail. His word will always come to pass. It is impossible for him to fail us. It is impossible. He cannot fail us. Therefore, it is impossicant. Amen. Impossible cannot. Everybody say, it is impossicant. It is a new word. Go look for it on Google. Hallelujah. It is impossible for God to fail us. His word is so sure. And so 2019, we've been told, we've heard, the prophet, our father, has given us the word. It is a year of new beginnings. Declare it every day. It is a new beginnings. I am expecting. Today is my day. This year is my year. In the name of, come on, lift up your hands and say, this year is my year. Oh, I am expecting new things. I am expecting great things. It doesn't matter what has happened in the past. God is doing something new. It doesn't matter what our history is. Our future does not depend on our history. Amen. God is doing something new. And listen, even if the past years have been glorious, God always takes us from one level of glory to another. So I want to encourage you that God is going to do even greater things, even better things, even more marvelous things in the name of Jesus. So be expectant. Be like Joseph. Joseph was just told, you know, the king needs you. Pharaoh needs you. He took off his clothes. He had a bath. He shaved. I'm sure in his heart he was thinking, today is my day. I am getting out of this prison today. I am not going back in the name of Jesus. It is my
day.
Oh, people, come on. You let me down there. It is my
day.
It is my
day.
It is my year. So be expectant. It doesn't matter if you've been living God for something for so long. You've knocked on that door for so long and it hasn't happened. Shut the mouth of the devil.
Amen.
Tell him, it doesn't matter. This year is my year. Today, and I am expectant. The Bible says your expectation will not be cut off. Amen.
Amen.
Lift up your hand and say, my expectation will not be cut off. In the name of Jesus. So, and the last letter for planted is what?
D.
So, do as I do. Hallelujah. Amen.
Come on, people. You have to get excited about God. Come on. You have to get, come on, people. Just do a shaking where you are and just get excited. She said, my God, not because this woman is telling me, but because I know in my heart God is good. Listen, I know. Don't you know? Yes. Out of the abundance of the heart. So D for do. Come out, please. So, to be planted, we need to do what the word says. You know, yes, there's power of life and death in our tongue. Yes. We can speak it, but you know, what we do aligns with what we're expecting. If you're speaking it, if you're not really expecting, you're not going to do anything. You will say it, yes, the word says this. And, you know, you will not do. Your actions have to back what you're saying in your heart. The woman with the issue of blood, she knew, she had heard about Jesus. Heard, like, I believe he can heal me. I believe. But then what she had to do was, she had to go seeking Jesus. She had to step out and believe that all I need to do is find him, grab the hem of his garment, and I will be made whole. Jesus said in Luke 6:46, why do you say, Lord, Lord, and you don't do what I say? So it's doing. James talks about faith without works being dead. He also talks about us not just being hearers, but doers of the word. So lift up your hand right now and say, in 2019, I will not just be a hearer of the word. So pull your ears. Say, I will not just be a hearer of the word. I will not just be a sayer. Touch your lips right now. I will not just be a sayer of the word. I want you to do what I do, okay? Do. Say, I will be a doer of the word. I will be a doer of the word in the name of Jesus. And as I do what the word commands, I will see the blessings of the Lord. The blessings of the Lord that makes one rich and adds no sorrow is my portion in 2019 and beyond. In the name of Jesus, I am a doer of the word. So, 2019, we're going to be planted. And we will be like trees planted by the rivers of waters. And we will bring forth fruit in all of our season. Our leaves will never wither. And everything we do will prosper. In the name of Jesus. Please rise to your feet. Hallelujah. And I want you to lift up your hands. Thank you so much, guys. Thank you. Lift up your hands to Jesus. And say 2019. Come on. Say 2019. A year of new beginnings. I dedicate my year to you, O God. I dedicate my life to you afresh. Come and do what only you can do. I make a choice to be planted in the name of Jesus. To be planted, deeply rooted, grounded and established in the faith in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Father, we bless your name. We give you thanks and praise and honor and glory. Lord, we thank you for our 2019. Lord, it's a year of new beginnings, oh God. You are the God who holds all of our tomorrows, oh God. Our confidence and our hope and our trust is in you, not in man. We thank you in Jesus' name. And if you're here today and you know we're starting 2019 afresh and you're not sure you're planted at all, like you haven't even invited Jesus into your heart to be your Lord and Savior, that is the fourth step that we need to take to be planted. If you're here and you've never invited Jesus to be your Lord and Savior, it's a new year, new beginnings. I want to invite you to put up your hand because Jesus is inviting you. If you're here, just put up your hand. Or if you're here and you're saying, I think I've just been so distant from the Lord and I want to come back. I want to be planted and rooted in the Lord. And you want to rededicate your life to Jesus, please just wave. Hallelujah. Amen. And we're here this morning. Please just lift up your hands and wave to Jesus. And just acknowledge him with all of your hearts. And say thank you for what 2019 holds for me. Father, thank you. Come on, everyone, just say thank you. Thank you from the bottom of your heart. Just say thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for everything that you have for me in 2019. Lord, I give you the praise. I give you the glory. I give you the honor, the adoration. I bless you in Jesus' name. And everyone says,